From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Cleveland police officer Michael Brillo has been acquitted of criminal charges in the deaths of two unarmed black suspects who died in a rain of police bullets after a long car chase. 2.5 years ago, Brillo was among 13 officers who prosecutors say fired 137 rounds at the car. At one point, Brillo stood on the hood of the suspect's vehicle while shooting. Today, Judge John P. O'Donnell said he couldn't be sure that it was Brillo's bullets that did the killing. At the same time, Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams says an internal review will proceed.
Upon completion of the Critical Incident Committee's review, their findings will be forwarded to my office, where I will review those findings and submit them to our case preparation officer to prepare administrative charges for violations observed by that committee.
The Justice Department is also reviewing the case. Religious and civic leaders are appealing for calm across Cleveland. ML Schulze of member station WKSU has more.
Clevelanders gathered at Public Hall to listen to Mayor Frank Jackson after Michael Brillo's acquittal. They say they don't agree with the verdict and are supporting the protests throughout the city. But many, like Church Deacon Elwood Clark, say they don't want those protests to turn violent.
I want to be proactive in making sure that my city stays intact and it's not destroyed, because one thing I do know and believe, that it's easy to tear it down and harder to rebuild it.
The city has spent more than a week preparing for the verdict by sending peacekeeping teams into neighborhoods. For NPR News, I'm ML Schulze in Cleveland.
The U.S. Department of Defense has announced plans to deploy a new long-range radar system in central Alaska. NPR's Nathan Rott reports the radar will cost just under $1 billion.
The U.S. military says that the proposed radar system would help them better discern potential enemy missiles launched at the U.S. and help them defend against any such strikes. The director of the Missile Defense Agency has called the system critically important and a must-have. Big-name government defense contractors Raytheon, Northrop Grumman, and Lockheed Martin are all bidding to build the radar system. The plant still has to go through environmental and safety studies to get final approval. The DoD's hope is that the system is up and operating by 2020. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
In a decisive vote, Ireland has approved legalizing same-sex marriage. UTV Ireland's Dermot Fleming tells us the results show the influence of the Catholic Church in Ireland is waning.
20 years ago in Ireland, there was a referendum on divorce, and it was only very narrowly passed. So you can see within 20 years how much Ireland has moved from being a very church-influenced country in the past, where the Catholic Church held not just sway, but had inbuilt status within the Constitution and had a lot of control here.
62% said yes. This is NPR. In El Salvador, tens of thousands of people poured into the streets of the capital to celebrate the life and beatification of the slain archbishop of the country, killed 35 years ago by an assassin's bullet. As NPR's Kerry Khan reports, today's ceremony puts Oscar Romero one step closer to sainthood.
The crowds filled a busy square and spilled out into the streets under humid skies. Father Jesus Delgado of El Salvador read Pope Francis's letter proclaiming Romero beatified to great applause.
In adelante se le llame beato.
Iván Miranda waited for hours in the hot sun to witness the beatification.
Se está reconociendo los méritos de una persona que...
They are finally recognizing the merits of this great man, said Miranda. Romero's assassination 35 years ago is said to have sparked the beginning of the 12-year-long civil war. Conservatives in the Catholic Church and in El Salvador long blocked efforts to beatify Romero. Kerry Khan, NPR News, San Salvador.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling members back to Washington a week from tomorrow to act on the USA Patriot Act. The law is set to expire that day at midnight, and the Senate has failed to take decisive action on the measure. Kentucky Republican Rand Paul leads GOP opposition to NSA data collection. At issue, the National Security Agency's bulk collection of domestic phone records. The Senate rejected a House bill that would have ended the practice, but would not have completely cut off NSA access to phone records. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.